Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 22nd chapter of St. Matthew, we hear, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Lord of love, each day we greet each other, shake hands most hospitably, and that is a good thing to do. Yet on this Valentine's Day, let us convey our love to those who mean a lot to us, treating them as we would have them treat us. May we express our love to those who have given us to love and find ways, even though a way, that lets our hearts sing to them what they mean to us, so that each day is a day of love given and expressed. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move for the reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 7th.
I have a resolution.
You have a concurrent resolution?
I do.
Send it forward. Care to explain the resolution, Senator?
Yes, I do, Mr. President. This is a resolution to Congress calling for them to adopt a constitutional amendment that would allow two-thirds of the states to repeal any law or federal regulation. I ask that it be printed in the journal.
Shall be printed in the journal, Senator. Concurrent resolution. Introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan. Send your bill forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 267, introduced by Senator Schaff, an act relating to immunizations for hospital employees.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Saline.
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
Passing votes already? How you doing?
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 268, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to funding for research projects by the University of Missouri Board of Curators.
Senator?
No explanation there, sir.
Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 269, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to joint municipal utility commissions.
Senator?
No explanation needed.
Okay, Senator from the 8th. You have two?
Two.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 270, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to dates for conducting elections.
No explanation.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 271, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to retirement systems of the Police Department of Kansas City.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bills, Senator from 13th.
I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill of the Senator from 13th.
Senate Bill 272, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to appropriations of awards for attorney fees and expenses against a state agency.
Senator?
Self-explanatory, thank you.
Indeed it is. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a number of bills.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 273, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to the Fireman's Retirement System of St. Louis.
No explanation.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 274, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to water and sewer services for rental property.
No Senator. Explanation, Mr. President.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 275, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to deducting certain insurance premiums for allowances paid by the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System.
No explanation, Mr. President.
Read the fourth bill.
Thank you. Senate Joint Resolution 17, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act joint resolution relating to the judicial selection process.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is my yearly attempt to restore balance between the branches and the proper checks. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
I have a bill.
Senate Bill 276, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to collection of fees by state agencies.
Required, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. A photographer from the Missouri News Horizon has been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President, would you ask the Secretary of Senate if we have messages from the House? And if we do, would you please have them read?
Affirmative. Read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 162, an act relating to workers' compensation. Also, House Committee substitute for House Bill 46, an act relating to fire sprinkler system installation, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Mr. President, would you ask if we have messages from the governor?
We do have messages from the governor, and Madam Secretary, would you please read those?
Ask for a waiver of the reading and...
Seeing no objection, there will be a waiver of the reading, and they will be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer the gubernatorial appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
They will be so referred. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees?
The Senate is on the order of business of reports from standing committees. The chair recognizes the senator from Howe.
Yes, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Review has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please bring that forward, and when it arrives at the dais, Madam Secretary, please read that report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which is referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 19, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergeson, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of Senate bills for perfection.
Senate bills for perfection. Senate bills 7, 5, 74, and 169. The Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that be laid on the informal calendar.
It will be laid over on the informal calendar. Senate Joint Resolution Number 2, Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 be brought before the body for perfection.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, SJR 2 is just permissive language and amendment to the Missouri Constitution that allows the requirement of photo ID. It is permissive language. It does not require it. Mr. President, we live in a society that photo ID is required to mail a package with UPS, is required to rent a movie, is required to get a hotel room reservation, and I think it's only fair and appropriate that we have one standard across the state to identify voters at the voting booth. Mr. President, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
The senator from Saline.
I move for the adoption.
Moves the adoption of Senate Joint Resolution Number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion? Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the senator from Saline?
Does the senator from Saline yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Good afternoon, Senator.
Good afternoon.
Senator, as you know, there's a long history of this bill through the legislature. There's been various versions of it. The court has, I think in 2006, I believe you were in the legislature, and the court declared the voter ID bill passed in 2006 to be unconstitutional.
Okay. Right.
Now, walk through this with me. In your SJR, you are simply making the requirement of photo ID, and you're changing the for voting, right?
What we're doing is we're allowing in the Missouri Constitution the requirement of photo ID. It's permissive. It's permissive language, and that's all it does. That is allow for permissive language in the Missouri Constitution.
So by allowing, you're requiring, right?
No, by allowing. SJR 2 allows for that. Then,
right.
Then Senate Bill 3.
Then your companion act.
Will be the enacting legislation.
Right.
To require.
So right now we're just allowing, and then the bill right after this, the actual Senate bill, sets out the conditions.
Right.
Of and how and, we go about.
And Senate Bill 3 only goes into effect if SJR 2 is passed by a vote of the people. So it's a way to allow the citizens of Missouri to decide whether they want to allow photo ID, and then if they do, then the statute that brings about that process would go into effect after a vote of the people.
Okay. Now, while you're here's really the issue to me, and I'll just be very candid with you. I've watched this bill for 6 years, okay? And really, I'm to the point, I don't really care what either political party thinks, okay?
I'm with you, Senator.
I really am. I mean, there's interest groups involved on both sides of this issue, as you're well aware. And a lot of times, like there are interest groups and the two political parties, they say things at each other rather than talking to each other. Now, while we're dealing with the SJR, I guess what I'm trying to get to is, at the end of the day, I just want to make it easier for people that we work for to vote. And while there is an ID requirement, I also want to make sure that because somebody doesn't have one document or a non-driver's license, that they still are Americans. They still have ample time to get all that. And I'm assuming you probably want the same.
Yeah, and when we get to the Senate bill, we allow for that. I think it's important. Number one, in the past, this has been pushed through, and maybe not with the most clean.
Well, but that's why you have three motives. Branches, because that's why the Supreme Court. I mean, I guess my point is, Senator, and you and I are friends, and I'll just tell you, in 2006, the reason this failed was because they didn't adjust the bill. If they had adjusted the bill and tried to solve some of these real-world mechanical problems, nothing to do with philosophy, nothing to do with what the Secretary of State says, nothing to do with what the Democratic Party says, nothing to do with what the Republican Party says, if they just tried to make it easier for people to vote while having a reasonable requirement, but at the same time making our system work better like other states have, the court probably wouldn't have been able to kick it out. But the court instantly saw that we passed something because it polled well. I mean, I'm just saying that doesn't solve the. Now, let's get back to, on your SJR, do you go into what voter ID should look for, or does it just allow a system?
What it does is allow for photo ID. It also says it also allows for exceptions, and so basically this is just permissive language to be sure that we're not afoul of the Missouri Constitution. Then the nuts and bolts are in SB3, which gets down to some of the things that you're talking about.
Do you think it would be a mistake to add? While we're changing the Constitution, do you think it would be a mistake to add things to this SJR that don't allow either this legislature or a future legislature to go too far off the orchard? What I mean is, wouldn't it be wise in the SJR to sort of define to where we make it blend with the act that we're passing, that we define voter ID this way? So when the voters go in November of 12 or August of 12 or whenever, when are you going to the voters with this?
Well, that's obviously up to the governor. My assumption would be that it would be in November.
August or November.
And my assumption it would be 12, and that would make it really come into effect in 14, which gives plenty of time for people to adjust. It's not, you know, I mean. The goal would be that we don't put anybody under undue stress, in my humble opinion. Now, obviously, the governor can put it on whenever he decides, but again,
okay, I... Okay, but regardless of the election, when we go to the voters, we're saying we're going to have voter ID requirement or allow for this, but we're not pricing to the voters what it's going to look like.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, my hope would be that we would go ahead and pass SB3.
But that's a statute, not in the Constitution.
It's a statute.
Statutes can change a lot quicker than a
Constitution. The statute would not go into effect until, and I'm sure in the campaign for SJR 2, that the contents of SB3 will be widely advertised. And what all this does is says, a person seeking to vote in public elections may be required by general law to identify himself or herself and verify his or her qualifications as a citizen of the United States of America, resident of Missouri, and providing election officials with a form of identification which may include valid government-issued photo ID. Exceptions of the identification requirement may also be provided for in general law. So,
okay.
And I hesitate, Senator, to get too specific. You know, I think this right now we allow a number of IDs. I hesitate to get more specific than this in the SJR.
Well, just for my general information, one of the problems with the bill that has plagued this bill in the past is you have a restrictive definition of ID. I mean, one of the things I think that the court found was if you just have military ID, non-resident driver's license, and that, and then you don't really pay for it, I think the last version of this, and I'm just... Senator, just for the record, I don't have a problem with a voter ID requirement. Let me get that out of the way.
No, I understand.
I want to create a balance, though, to where some student from another state who, for all practical purposes, is attending Columbia, Missouri, we're happy to have them here. We're happy to have them pay their sales taxes. We're really happy to have them pay in tuition. That, for all intensive purposes, they're a resident of Missouri. I want them to vote, even if they have a Ohio driver's license, and maybe they don't choose. Or I also I'll just tell you the problems that I've seen. You're chairman of transportation. Before you were chairman of transportation, the previous chairman had passed, as you well remember, a provision on driver's licenses, where you got to have a birth certificate to get a driver's license. The problem with that unintended consequence is it creates a circular problem. If you couldn't get a birth certificate, well, let me tell you about one of the people who didn't have a birth certificate that was one of my constituents. On the morning of June 6th, 1944, he jumped out of a plane. And unfortunately, he landed in an orchard and was captured by the Germans. And the Germans proceeded to debilitate his legs so he couldn't walk, so he didn't drive his whole life. He didn't have a birth certificate. He didn't have a birth certificate because he was born in a parish back east, and he had a parish record, which was not accepted by the Department of Revenue. Okay? The military in World War II, sensing this problem, issued their own birth certificates in World War II, and I believe up to Korea. So you had a birth certificate from the United States Army, Army Air Corps, Navy, or whatever. Now, our Department of Revenue, under the old provisions, would not accept this. So look at it from my perspective, and I know you are my friend and well sympathize with this. Here's somebody who sacrificed for their country, and yeah, they could go get a non-resident and do all that, but I get back to in all this process, is it unreasonable to require a photo ID? Absolutely not. You got to have a photo ID to go to Blockbuster to get a video. But Blockbuster is a choice, okay? This is a right. And I think that's what the court tried to indicate to us as a legislature. There's a difference between a choice and a right. And since we're dealing with this fairly sacred right, I just want to make sure that we are not enabling in the Constitution for a future legislature to make this more restrictive to do whatever. And I just wonder in this SJR if we should not get into defining what this looks like. Maybe not in the same specifics that a statute can go into, but that we say, yeah, we're going to do this. I mean, and that's really where I'm at this bill. I mean, I think you and I have never really had this discussion. I think this is the first time you've handled the bill floor. I want to have that discussion because so much of this discussion has been both parties babbling at each other and yelling at each other and some interest group doing this or some interest group doing that. I don't care about any of this. I want to just make it easy for people who don't have a birth certificate for whatever reason. The former senator from Franklin, as you know, the year after we had the birth certificate requirement, he passed something that I agreed with entirely, which was, and it solved a lot of problems, you know, anybody 65 and older doesn't have to have that birth certificate because a lot of that generation didn't have that stuff.
Senator,
I'm getting back to your resolution. Wouldn't it be wise to put at least some of those things in there to tell the voters what this is going to look like?
We have those in SB3, and I really tried to address every, and I obviously you're not perfect, But in SB 3, we tried to address most of the issues that had come up on the floor over the past 2 or 3 years that or 4 years that we've discussed this. My concern is that when we're dealing with the Constitution, I hesitate to get too detailed, because I can't foresee what's going to happen in the future.
But Senator, you and I can agree, we're dealing with a right. Nobody questions the right to vote. That's not, you know, they can have a national discussion about health care and everything else, whether it's a choice, whether it's a right, whatever. But voting is part of this republic. It is a right. I guess what I'm saying is, if we're going to try to do things with advanced voting, if that's a plausible idea, the Missouri House last year passed some advanced voting. If we're going to lighten up the ID, you know, not lighten up, but have the IDs available to people to make this real and make it work, to where somebody just who lost their driver's license for some reason can't vote. I mean, if you have a week of voting, I'm not sure that is as big a problem, because somebody can go back and do it. The other thing, and I'll just tell you, and I'm just talking to you as a friend here,
I wouldn't think of it any other way.
I'm telling you where I'm at the bill after 6 years of all of this babbling. We've got to just make this work, and we've just got to make it easier for people to vote. When I sometimes go to my election board, and I kind of tell them, oh, yeah, I anticipate I might be out of the jurisdiction, so I'm going to cast a ballot at my local election board in advance of the election. Now, not everybody reads the statute that close, and I know voters are not going to go up to their election board because they think, well, I don't know if I'm going to be in my jurisdiction. I'm probably going to be in my jurisdiction, and I don't want to tell the election board otherwise, even though the statute is vaguely written. That's a problem in this issue, that we have to turn voters who show up to vote in advance of the election, which we kind of want them to have to sort of fib to their election board to do it. And not everybody knows that. So the consequence is, I just did this as an experiment. November 2008, I didn't do it in advance of the election. I went election day. Hour and 45 minutes to vote. Now, you and I, as representatives of the people we work for, our people shouldn't have to go through that reasonably to express their right. Those are all the problems I want to solve. And I just don't know that if we're changing the Constitution, that we shouldn't enumerate some of this stuff so that there's a guarantee constitutionally of this right, and then have a companion with the statute, so some future legislature doesn't change it around. And I'll let you talk. I've been talking quite a bit.
No, I think, again, I get nervous about getting too specific in the Constitution. That's just a philosophy I have. And I think I have addressed the majority of what you've been talking about, I think is addressed in SB 3. And then I suppose that we get into a discussion about whether it ought to be spelled out in the Constitution or not. I don't honestly, personally, it's my preference not to, but because I think that, you know, there may be reasons that we don't see now why a future legislator may want to not use photo ID or something of that nature. And so, again, I think my idea was to go with an SJR2, which allows it, and then define it in law.
But you and I could probably agree, since we're dealing with a right.
That's
right,
not a question.
You know, what I mean is, I know you're not having that argument, but I'm just saying, since we're dealing with the Constitution and enumerating a right, and we're putting a duty or obligation on a voter, all I'm saying is, at the same time, we probably ought to put duties and obligations on their government, right?
Yeah.
The federal Constitution is very clear on the Second Amendment where we are in this country on firearms. There are certain things they cannot do, as stipulated in the Constitution. And I'm just saying, since we're dealing with a right in a Constitution, this case a state Constitution, let's maybe specify this so that we preclude what a government cannot do to abridge this.
Do you have an amendment? Have you looked at
that? I think there are several amendments. I guess I wanted to, as my colleague in the Senate, I wanted to tell you, I disagree with you that I think we the resolution should not be the resolution should not be so general, since we're dealing with a right. I don't think it should be overly specific, but I think we ought to, since we're imposing duties and obligations on the voter, we probably better put duties and obligations on the government.
Okay, and I, of course I do that in SB 3.
I'm all for it, but the problem is, after you and I are gone, somebody can change a statute. It's real easy to change a statute around here. It's a little bit more difficult after a vote of the people to change the Constitution.
Well, I would suppose that we probably need to say, you know, we probably need to, I'd like to see the amendment before I commit to going
sure.
one way or the other.
Well, there may be other inquiries or whatever, so but I wanted to have this discussion with you. I don't care what the two political parties say about this. I don't care what the interest groups that you know, make a business in this. I just want to make it easy for the people that we work for to vote, and I don't want somebody, just because of some circumstance and they're missing their driver's license. I don't know, have you, Senator, just out of curiosity, have you ever lost your driver's license?
I have not, Senator.
My wallet was stolen, and I will just tell you, it is, you know, a necessary but quite the very busy time to try to get your wallet, and if you've lost your wallet, to go get your driver's license. Department of Revenue now does a pretty good job, but I'm just saying, the whole time, and this happened since we've dealt with voter ID in the Senate, the whole time I was sitting there thinking, man, I'm happy this didn't happen Election Day, and I'm happy that we don't have this requirement. Because imagine you or I losing your wallet that morning. You and I couldn't vote. We're state senators. You know, and I guess I'm just, and you hear the anecdotes. You know, former Speaker Hanaway lost her license on Election Day. Her actual local election board had an ID requirement, not provided for in the statute. They wouldn't let her vote. Ike Skelton showed up with his congressional ID, as you know. I'm just saying, you and I can work out all those mechanical problems. And that's really what I want to do in this bill. It's absurd to say, you know, no, if you don't happen to have this, you know, one document, this piece of plastic, that you somehow are no longer an American. And I'm not being corny, and I know you're not saying that. We just have to mechanically work out.
I think one of the things that I think is extremely important is that we have a standardized ID across, you know, across the voters, so that everybody, when you go to the vote, you know your vote is just as good as anybody else's. And I think if we standardize that across election authorities, it gives us that security.
Okay, you've stated an obligation, but on the duty side, does the SJR say the state shall provide?
The SB3 says it's a state.
SB3 does, but SJR right. doesn't say the
SJR
state shall provide.
Right.
And I guess I'm just saying we're dealing with a right here.
I don't know that I have a problem with it, Senator. That's what I mean.
I mean,
I want to be sure that we don't.
I want SB3 to be longer than SJR, than your SJR, but I want some basic bullet points to be covered in the SJR, because, you know, it's a right, and I just feel more comfortable with being in the Constitution, because that makes it a whole lot more difficult for the two political parties and politicians who may come long after us to change all that around.
And they still would certainly be, I would think, subject to the will of the people.
But anyway, I just want you to be open to the concept, and we've worked on a lot of bills together over the years. I just want to tell you up front, I don't mind if this passes. I am going to mind if we fight off every amendment that fixes a real-world mechanical problem. And the whole holdup on this has been this obsession with defining IDs. I want it to be a valid ID, but I also just think about somebody sometimes, for whatever reason, doesn't have a driver's license. They're still an American. Now, do I want illegal immigrants to vote? No. I want that to be a felony. You know, I want that to lead to them being extradited out of the United States. But I'm just saying that's where I'm at. And I just wanted to tell you, when you see amendments, yeah, I'm going to offer amendments, but I want this to mechanically work, And I want voters, I don't want to see a line for 2 hours at my polls again. Because, you know, I think we've failed if we still have that. When other states have a much easier, better system. And I think we are going to have to tweak your resolution. I hope you're open to it, because I want that in the Constitution so people don't, you know, so a set of politicians 10 years
what,
from now.
What I need to see specifics. So
yeah,
most
absolutely.
Part I agree with.
Absolutely.
I agree with what,
absolutely.
What you're talking about.
So I just wanted to tell you, I think that's where most of my colleagues are coming from. You know, this is one of these battles that has babbled on, and everybody talks at each other, and I'm not saying you, but just in the past it's been, you know, a game of tag. Let's make this work for all our constituents, make it easy to vote so they don't have to wait in line. Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion. Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 11th.
Senator from the 11th, do you yield?
I yield happily, Mr. President.
Proceed.
I just want to make sure the senator from Cole knows that we're not blocking him. He can excuse himself at any time. You're
he
out
can
of
still
it.
Get out, I think, because
out of
actually,
he is
if
out
he
of
just
line
scooted
line.
His chair back in the
now
manner
the
that he's doing
from
now.
Phelps, sorry, can't help you.
He can get out now with no problem at all.
Senator from Cole, you were interrupting their line of communication.
We told them it was okay. I feel bad because we told them it was okay. Now he's never going to trust us. Senator, we dealt with this issue back in, I want to say 2006.
Yeah, it was 2006.
And there was a rush to do it in 2006 because there was a U.S. Senate race that year.
It was the two parties going at it. And
figuring out how, between you and I, both parties, figuring out a way of how to disenfranchise voters, how I
absolutely.
Felt. And did we do constitutional amendment and statute with
no.
that? No. We just did statute, correct?
No, the advantage of the senator from Swain now is we're going to the voters to authorize this, and then he has a companion bill that defines what it'll look like. The only problem I have with his SJR, I don't have a problem with the voters deciding this. I just, since we're dealing with a right, not a privilege, but a right, that we, and we're putting it in the Constitution, I want to bind future legislatures from being able to play around too much with this. Because I don't know what the country's going to look like 10 years from now. I don't know what the state's going to look like 10 years from now.
I agree. Here's my issue, just to give, I guess what I'm going to be doing the next 2 years is just giving quick history lessons, because there's only so much you can do to try to change things. But in 2006, that was probably in my entire tenure, this issue was probably one of the most frustrating things for me as an elected official, because I firmly believe we will have better government if we entice more people to vote. Voter apathy is probably the worst thing for a democracy, because people get so frustrated they don't even care and they do not join the process. In 2006, we passed a bill in both chambers and went to the governor, was signed in, that required a photo ID, but from the months when the law was enacted, August 28th, till roughly 2 weeks before the November election, which would be roughly 6 weeks, we had over 150,000 people that had to get a photo ID. Some of them your constituents, some of all of our constituents that did not have birth certificates. And we rammed this through the legislative process, and even though there was a fiscal impact with the Department of Revenue, the revenue's idea was to go around with vans.
Four vans were going to take care of
the
everybody.
Entire state over yeah. a 6 week period. And that was the main reason I did the infamous speech I did the next session, because we tried to make it more difficult for voters to vote.
But
I
Senator,
want to know if we're going to put something to the vote of the people. I want to make it easier for people to vote. And I just want to know some of your ideas of how, when you're doing something in the Constitution, and so that we're all clear about this, the Constitution should be, is, very difficult to change. So when we go about putting this language to the vote of the people, and they pass it, it is very difficult to change. What is some of the ideas that you were discussing?
Well, I mean, we can have a discussion about this. You know, the sponsor has some, not all, in the companion statute. But you know how easy it is to change a statute, okay? What I want to do is...
I agree with you.
If we have... If we do what even the Missouri House did last year and had an element of advance voting, I want in the Constitution that the people's state government shall provide a system of advance voting. I want that in the Constitution. You know, I want...
So I'm asking you, do you have an amendment to put that on this constitutional amendment? Because I do agree. For years, I did not sponsor advance voting because the former senator from the 14th was always active in doing that.
Well, but you have a bill that sets up advance.
I have a state statute, which is a bill to deal with advance voting. But to put in this that you have to have photo ID as well as a mechanism for advance voting, whether it be 4 days, whether it be 10 days, at least have in the Constitution something to deal with advance voting, is, I think, something that we could all live with that would create more people to vote, which would probably create less opposition to the idea of photo ID. Because instead of just having one day, say you lose your license, you don't have an excuse because you had several weeks, or you had 5 or 10 days to vote.
Well, Senator,
the other thing that the senator from the city mentioned to us is sometimes things happen right before an election that you lose your photo ID.
A simple amendment for the SJR.
So that would just am I delaying you from offering the amendment so we can proceed, Senator? Or am I doing a senator from the 11th not allowing you to answer?
I'm, yes.
That was supposed to
yes,
be a little.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Facetious.
No.
Could you laugh with that?
Yeah. Anyway. How hot was it, Johnny? Anyway, the reality is we probably ought to have some of these provisions in the Constitution so it is a binding. You keep in mind, everybody forgets, this isn't a privilege. That's what the court told us. It's not a privilege, it's a right. So when you're dealing with a right, whether it's the right to bear arms, the right to vote, pretty fundamental to your democracy, That's what we have as far as, that's why I think some of it should be in the Constitution. The other thing is, I'll tell you, the critics of this bill have largely been totally wrong to reject any, you know, basic requirement like he's requiring. So you and I find ourselves, this debate, both sides were wrong. Was wrong of the majority in 2006 to jam this bill through without any accommodation. I don't think the senator from Saline is going to do that. And if he does, the court or the voters will appropriately hand him their lunch. But that's what the court dealt with, is that this is a right, not a privilege.
I guess my question is...
I want to add, I guess, to answer your question. The other question you asked, what changes the Constitution? I don't know that we wouldn't be wise to define IDs in the Constitution. And even if it's a prohibitive language in the Constitution that we cannot deny someone, you know, that's what I'm getting at, is that I don't know that in the Constitution you need to have a list out of what are IDs. But again, I just don't want, you know, there's too many people in the real world who have run up into this. And what do you tell your constituent who, because they didn't have a birth certificate, can't drive or can't vote? I mean, that was classic big government. The irony, it was big government.
My question is, you are going to continue the process of possibly offering an amendment to deal with the issue dealing with government-issued photo identification. I do not want to step on what you're doing to put in the Constitution that some sort of early voting be required to be offered as well.
Okay. No, it's all right. What was your question? I'm sorry.
Early voting, is that a direction you are considering taking on this?
Yeah, I'm going to probably offer that at this point, and we can try to fine-tune it.
But that is an amendment you have so that I do not need to look into going that, because I have my early voting.
Well, you may not like you may not like this amount, but you know, we can refine it and work with it on the floor. But I'll go ahead and have this distributed by the doorman. But
well, I'll let you work on your amendment, and I can inquire the senator that's sponsoring the HJR before you go the route. I just wanted to inquire of you. Everyone's giving me hands. Oh,
well, I guess what I'm saying is I want to work through this issue, and I'm trying
too.
To refine.
I don't want to delay it.
I don't want to delay his bill, and I'm just telling him I want to try to get through these issues.
Okay.
And I'm trying to simplify amendments that I'm hoping he will like.
Okay.
And,
while you're working
and so that's
on that,
what we're doing
I'm
right
going
now.
To inquire the senator from Saline.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 13th.
To inquire the senator from Saline.
Senator from Saline, you?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Morning, Senator.
Morning.
Good afternoon,
Senator. This isn't going to be one of those filibusters that we say good morning to each other.
No,
I do want to let you know, and I might frustrate, but I've never really had a problem with photo ID. I've always used my photo ID. I just want to make sure, and what frustrated me back in 2006 is we were rushing it. So that's why I'm being a little careful. And I am not, in this statement, accusing you one way, shape, or form of that. Why, if we're doing a constitutional amendment, are you using May so it's permissive? Do we put May anywhere else in the Constitution?
Well, I think this is to get around the Supreme Court ruling that says, you know, that it was unconstitutional. So this allows for that photo ID to be one of the requirements for voting. Then we put it in statute. And quite frankly, Senator, I think you do that because you and I have no idea what's down the road from here. I mean, we may be all chipped and just walk through a, you know, like we do cattle. I don't know what's going to happen down the road. And rather than put too stringent requirements in the Constitution, I want permissive language there, and then the ability to institute it with statutory language.
Let me do the devil's advocate. Why do we have to go to the Constitution then? Why can't we just do it
through
state statute?
And if you look at the ruling from the Supreme Court,
I do not have that ruling. So,
well, what it basically says that voting is a right. In fact, Missouri Constitution holds the right to vote at a higher level than what the federal Constitution does. And there are folks that point to the Indiana decision on voter ID by the federal Supreme Court and say that we don't need to amend Missouri's Constitution because the Supreme Court's already said it's different. But our Missouri State Supreme Court said that voting was a right and in the Constitution. And so what all I'm doing here is allowing this to be one of the requirements for, and not requiring it, but a permissive language to allow for photo ID. That corrects the constitutional part. And then you go to a statute.
I'm asking, is there constitutional lawyers that came and said this is how you handle it? First you change the Constitution to say you may be required as a state. Is that why we're going to the Constitution? Because there's been many of times it's a right. We know that. Then we set the statute. Was the direction of the courts with their opinion in that due to the fact that we made it so hard within a six-week period to get a photo ID.
I don't think that entered the decision of the court. I thought that was a lawyer.
Yeah, I am not an attorney either.
But what I tried to do in SB 3, it does not go into effect until this is passed. So effectively, that's putting this off.
We've done that before. I've been around that when we did the gaming. You made it constitutional that gambling was allowed on boats in
right.
the state, so many feet from a river, and then we came back the next year after it was passed and did the enabling legislation. I take it you're going to do the enabling right along with the constitutional. You're going to make
sure. We're going to do the constitutional amendment and then do the enabling legislation subject to the passage of the vote of the people. So effectively, this gives you 3-4 years to know what's coming. I don't disagree with your objection to the first time. But what we're trying to do is not, we just
wait a minute. Why didn't you agree with me the first time then? Hindsight,
Senator,
2020, you would have agreed.
Absolutely.
With me, right?
You know, it takes a while to get for the wisdom to work down to the young guys coming in. Although not young,
okay.
May not be the best word.
This is the second
rookie.
Time today I have been called the old man. Okay, I'm only 47 years old, but I was called the old man.
You're what now?
The old man. I was kind of insinuated that in a committee hearing today. And I want everyone to know I'm only 47 years old. So
I got you beat by a number of years, Senator.
Okay.
But in legislative experience.
I dye my hair to look smart.
So anyway, there's no attempt on my part to push this through. You know, the attempt is to do it right.
There's two things I have with voting. One is I'm tired of forcing people to lie when they go vote. And what I mean about that is when you go to vote absentee 2 weeks before election in St. Louis County, you fill out a form and you have to have a reason that you are voting today instead of voting election day. Now, in 2008, I believe in St. Louis County, 80,000 people stated they were voting instead of voting election day because they were going to be out of town. Now, you and I both are not that naive that 80,000 people were migrating away from their home on election day to vote. So to me, we have set up a system to tell people, we're not going to do early voting, so just go lie to vote. And that's not right, to entice people that you have to lie to vote. So I'd like to do something about early voting and an opportunity I think the senator from the 11th is going to pursue. But if we're going to sit here and talk about, let's put something in the Constitution, which I don't have a problem with photo IDs, then let's really put something else in it that brings the state, which so many other states do, is early voting, giving people the opportunity so they do not have to lie. Would that be something of interest for you in this legislation?
Senator, in fact, I have filed an early voting bill. I just don't think that you can mix the two. I think the SJR2 is very, very specific. And
it's photo ID, but we're dealing with voting that I don't know why we can't, because the issue is voting. The senator from the 11th is going to offer that amendment. I will wait at that time to engage on that. The other thing I think is going to be on your bill. But the other problem we have is I had a son that worked the elections this year to make a little money because he's 18 years old and he's a registered voter.
You get rich doing that.
Yeah. I just like when my kids are working.
I got you.
I have to say one thing, too. I was very proud of my daughter. She works at a florist, and she's 16 years old. So yesterday she had to work 9.5 hours at the florist because today is Valentine's Day, and then today she had to go straight from school and work, and she came home, oh, I'm beat. And I says, well, you made me proud. You worked the whole day. But the problem is tomorrow's the day after Valentine's Day, so she won't be working. But my son worked the polls, and nowadays they have the electronic voting, and they got these Palm Pilots that they can look up if you're a registered voter. If you're not on the files and you've registered to vote recently, you can pull it up on the Palm Pilots. I am not saying this to discourage people, because I am not a whiz at Palm Pilots, but these young kids know how to operate this equipment better than you and I. And we have older people working at the polls with these young kids, understanding the process and trying to educate some of the older people in it. Why can't we allow, if we can't get enough 18-year-olds, to allow younger kids to work these polls that day to help the process move quicker too? And by doing that, maybe entice them to be interested in voting when they turn 18 years old, being part of the process civically, being compensated just like that, but instead of working at a fast food place making those wages, work the polls the election. So I'm going to deal with that when it comes to your bill. But those are the two big issues, and I'm trying to make you relax that photo ID is not a big, I am not a big opponent of that. I just want to make sure people get a better chance to vote. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from the 13th.
Inquire the senator from Jackson. I do not know her number.
The 10th?
You're 10, he's 11. So that's why you sit in front of him. Okay.
Senator from the 10th,
yes,
do you
one.
Yield? Do you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
So in 2 years, are you going to move back to where 11 is, and then 11's going to have to move up here?
I don't. That's a good question. Yes, that's exactly what's going to happen.
I began this conversation before the senator from the 11th left. I know you were kind of waving to me to inquire of you. I don't want to delay it. I want to give him a chance to offer this amendment. So he's not here right now.
No, and I actually, I mean, I haven't even gotten up yet to ask all of my questions yet. So, but
you got questions of the handler?
Well, it could be. Here's the thing. I was listening intently to the discussion between the senator from the 11th and the senator from Saline, and it sounds like the senator from the 11th and I independently came up to the same conclusion, which is, let's be careful, let's get it right this time, and let's not, you know, subject the state to unnecessary litigation this summer. And I think we have an opportunity here to actually make the bill better. But I'm not sure that what I feel like, Senator, is that we need to have the discussion on Senate Bill 3 first, and then come backtrack to the more complicated issue, which is the SJR 2, which is the constitutional amendment. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have seen constitutional amendments passed, and then you come in to backfill with state statutes, like I explained to the senator from Saline. That's how we did the gaming. You got to see if they want to do it before you can actually do it. I think if he's trying to do both, he's going about it in a sincere way. Okay, we'll pass them both, and this is the way it'll be. Now, next year, if it does pass by the vote of the people, if we do it, that, or it won't be till an election year, which will be 2 years down the road, they can always come back and change that. That's why I want to make sure you get the requirements in the Constitution.
Okay.
That are important, because you can always come back, no matter what we did, if we did it that route, you can still come back and change it. I think the important things is have the requirements stated in the Constitution.
Okay, that makes sense. I was thinking, I was putting the cart before the horse. I was thinking about the mechanics that are in SB 3 and making sure that we had all that agreed to. But you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And so we need to focus on making sure that if we're going to amend the Constitution, that we...
What requirement...
Yeah.
You have in that.
Because
so that's where I wanted to go. And like I said, my big issue on this whole thing, make sure people that can't get an ID have the ability to get the ID, and you do that in the state statute. But the other thing is we have to get rid of apathy. And I tell you what, watching what's transpired in Egypt with social networking and how that works, I always get scared the frustrations we all have with our federal government. It's because of apathy that people allow some of the things that I think we all agree are what's happening in D.C. So we have to come together and say, let's get people to want to vote.
Absolutely.
And that's all I want to make sure of, and I don't know where his endeavor is, but I do not want the senator from Saline, I'm probably going to say this a lot this year, to think I'm up here to slow down his process. I'm ready to get to the nuts and bolts of trying to debate the issue, and I feel everyone's going to give us that chance. So he has answered my questions, if you might have questions of him, and then I'll find out where the senator from the 11th is that we can move forward with that process.
Absolutely. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 10th.
May I inquire of the senator from Saline, please?
Senator from Saline, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Good afternoon, Senator.
Good afternoon.
I know you probably don't believe me after everything I've done to derail your legislation this year so far.
Listen, Senator, you've already earned that reputation.
I actually did want to join the senator from the 13th in making sure that the senator from the 11th had time to come out and take a look at his amendment that he's circulated. I did want to, you had asked me earlier this, or actually last week, if I had some suggestions for that unique circumstance that I had talked about where someone can't get a birth certificate. I actually do have a small amendment for that, but it will be on SB3 and not on this one. And so I will be talking to you about that. But before we even get to that, I think everyone thinks that the best course of action is to try to make sure we have the best constitutional amendment proposed possible. And I know that the senator from the 11th has a proposed amendment, and so I think we should probably start discussing that. And then with that, I'm going to end this inquiry and let the senator from the 11th do his thing.
Senator, would you mind showing me that amendment that you have for 3?
Yeah, just so I'll bring it over right now.
Further discussion.
President.
Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
I have an amendment.
Send the amendment forward.
Mr. President, it has been distributed. I would waive the reading.
Seeing no objection, there will be a waiver of the reading. Could you hang on a second, please, Senator? Senator from the 1st, we wanted to mention that there are certain rules on egress, and you violated one of those rules. So we'd ask you, please pay attention to the rules. You're welcome. Senator, would you care to explain the amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the adoption of the amendment. For the members' body, this is 01S. It currently is the only amendment on the desk right out there. But, Mr. President, this amendment, based on my inquiry, I think that in the SJR, as opposed to the Senate bill, that we have to have... Yeah. I'd like to raise a point of order.
Senator from Saline has raised a point of order. Would
and
you
I
in no care way to state
want,
your point?
I in no way want the senator from the 11th to think that I'm not that I object to the concept, but I do not believe it fits within the scope of SJR2. SJR2 specifically has to do with voter ID.
Senator from Saline has raised a point of order. Would anyone care to talk on the point of order? The point of order will be referred to the President pro tem. Would anyone care to explain or anyone care to talk on the point of order? Senator from the 11th.
Speak against the point of order.
Proceed.
Mr. President, this deals with laying out how the state is going to provide for voting and how voters vote. As an integral part of this, while we're making a requirement, the advanced voting would be an integral part of allowing that while we are extending that this is not a privilege, it is a right. And this specifically enumerates what the state shall provide. The SJR states what the voter shall provide. This states what the state shall provide.
Would anyone else care to speak on the point of order? Senator from the 13th.
To speak against the point of order, I'd like to talk about this issue.
Anyone else care to speak on the point of order? Seeing no objection, the Senate will stand at ease. The Senate is at ease. Senate will come to order. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. The point of order is well taken. The amendment is not germane, and so please send the amendment back.
Madam Secretary, please send the amendment back. Discussion on Senate Joint Resolution Number 2. Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
I have an amendment.
Send the amendment forward.
Mr. President, it has not been distributed. However, it is brief and may be read.
Send the amendment forward, please. And Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 2, offered by Senator Callahan, to amend Senate Joint Resolution 2, page 1, section 8, line 6, by inserting immediately after, quote, identification, close quote, the following, quote, except that the General Assembly may not require a person to produce any identification that conforms with United States Public Law 109-13, also known as the Real ID Act, close quote.
Senator, would you care to explain the amendment?
Mr. President, I would move for the adoption of the amendment. Mr. President, this legislature 2 years ago expressed its concern about an overreach of the federal government, and we passed the Real ID Act by Representative Guest. This would make this would put in our Constitution a protection for the people that any of the identification that it may not require a person to produce any identification that conforms with that public law, also known as the Real ID Act. Mr. President, this is an attempt by the federal government to acquire a national ID. That is certainly a prospect that is of concern to various states, and I do not want our Constitution to be muddled with the rantings of the federal government.
The senator from the 11th moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2 to SJR Number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Saline.
Require the senator from the 11th.
Senator from the 11th, yield?
I yield, Mr.
He does. Proceed.
So tell me what you're doing, Senator.
Do you remember Representative Guest?
I do.
And we passed that, and it was, I believe, signed by the governor, which would essentially, as you know, the public law 109-13 is a action by Congress that contemplates putting a national ID in place. And I just want in our Constitution, which is separate from the federal government, that is not part of our ID requirement. Now, I don't know whether this, you know, has happened. I don't know if it might happen, but I do know constitutions transcend decades sometimes, and I'm sure we would have been horrified 20 years ago if we'd contemplated some of the acts that have happened. So that's really the basis for that. It's just a protection for the public. This legislature passed Representative Guest's Act in both the House and Senate. It was signed by the governor. It's law. I just want to make sure that it's part of this Constitution as we contemplate it.
Senator, I remember that debate. I was kind of looking forward to having ear tags, everybody wearing ear tags.
Does that work on cows?
It does work on cattle and hogs very well. And you can just walk by with a deal, you know, and so it would simplify this voting thing a whole lot if we allowed ear tags and people, when they walk through in the door, they'd automatically be ID'd. Wouldn't have to worry about photo ID. We'd have electronic ID.
How are cows identified?
What?
How are cows identified? Isn't there a brand, too?
Well, but those brands can be, you know, some people brand cattle. I never did. I did put a tag in their ear. And it's amazing, you know, you can run them through the chute and check their ID, and they'll know how old they are and when they've calved last and what vaccines they've had, it's pretty handy. And now that you mention it, maybe I don't want your amendment in there. Maybe I forget the photo ID. We just put a tag in everybody's ear.
Well, the basis of the amendment is, again, we as the legislature spoke. We exempted it. I just want it to be in the Constitution as part of that protection. I mean, we've already spoken and said, if the federal government does have a national ID, I just don't want it to be part of voting in Missouri.
Senator, yeah, I really don't object a whole lot to what you're doing here. So I don't know whether you may have some other colleagues that want to talk to you about it, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from the 34th, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the maker of the amendment.
Does the senator yield?
Yes, I do.
He does. Proceed.
It's kind of hard to inquire of you this way, Senator.
Well, actually, the eagle eyes of the President Pro Tem are upon you, and you did just turn in a very dangerous way, looking right at me. So really, even though he does have a disturbing tie today, you might focus on the President Pro Tem to make sure that you do not violate the rules.
Thank you so much for that.
Now, I will compliment his tie. It is better than the jacket that he had on. I saw small children frightened by that jacket last week in the hallways.
True. It frightened me also. Could you read the words of your amendment again for me? Because I'm not sure that I heard them correctly.
Except that the General Assembly may not require a person to produce any identification that conforms with the United States Public Law 10913, also known as the Real ID Act.
So now,
do you remember Representative Gast's bill?
Yes, I do. But I've got a question for you. So, what if they required a photo ID, but a person from another state came and presented an ID that in that state met the requirements of Public Law 10913? Would not, if we said, say, an Iowa ID was valid and it actually met those requirements, wouldn't that then keep that person with that Iowa ID from voting the way you've written this?
No, because how is the Iowa ID provided for? In the real ID is a national ID, so what is the Iowa driver's license
well,
to do with it?
Well, except that the way you've written this, you said the General Assembly may not require a person to present the ID that meets those requirements, right? So if we said that you have to have an ID, say a driver's license, and it just happens that the Iowa ID met those requirements, the way I'm understanding this, we would be requiring the person to present an ID that met those requirements. Does that make sense to you?
Except that the General Assembly may not require a person to produce any identification that conforms with... again, you've got me with the Iowa driver's license. That doesn't conform with that act, does it?
Well, the thing is
it's not a national. The Iowa driver's license is not a national ID.
Yeah, but the thing
I
is,
I mean, they would if they had an Iowa driver's license. I haven't. We haven't passed the companion statute, which stipulates what ID we're accepting.
Yeah, but Public Law 109. Doesn't Public Law 109-13 allow states to create IDs that measure up to be nationally accepted? And so if they
well, I don't think it drops. I don't think Public Law 109-13 that's an actual national ID. That's not the individual state.
No,
driver's
I
license.
Think you know that law would allow Missouri to create a conforming driver's license. And so what if Missouri did create a conforming driver's license? And then what you would have is that you would be preventing us from having voters produce a Missouri ID by that language that you just inserted in there.
Well, it doesn't say conform. Where are you getting state driver's license in distinction from what public law 109-13?
Maybe my understanding of public law 109-13 is incorrect, but I understand that that law...
I mean, the reason the federal government is talking about a national ID is because they're sort of supplanting state-by-state driver's licenses.
Maybe what we need is more information on that, because my understanding of that law is that it's requiring the states to create an ID that meets their requirements. Isn't that true?
I think actual public law, did it not create an actual national ID? It didn't just say each state by state.
Well, that
driver's
matters.
License.
I would say that we need to have that answered then before we would want to decide on your amendment. Because that matters. Because if Missouri creates a law that is consistent with those requirements, you've just prevented us from requiring a Missouri driver's license in order to be used as photo ID. Then another question that
Do Missouri driver's licenses now comply with public law 109-13?
No, but it very well might in the future. It very well might. And
well, how could they prevent us from having our own driver's license that we accept as a form of ID?
Well, your words in the amendment said that a person may not be required to present an ID that meets the requirements of that public law. Well, if Missouri's met the requirements of that public law, then you've just now prevented us to require that as a requirement for voting. I hope you can see the logic of what I'm saying, but there is another point that I wanted to raise
yes.
with you, and that was that, you know, you said, I was taking notes when you were talking, you said that voting is an important privilege.
No, it's a right, not a privilege.
An important right, that's
the,
correct.
Actually, I didn't, not only did I say that, but the Missouri Supreme Court said that.
Right.
Said it's not a privilege, it's a right.
And you didn't want it to be just left in statute, but yet isn't the public law 109-13 also a statute?
It's a federal statute.
It's a federal statute.
Does a federal statute trump a state constitution?
I know, and what I'm trying to say to you is just as the state statute could be changed, couldn't the public law also be changed?
Say again?
Just as a state statute could be changed, couldn't also a public law be changed? And that seems to work against your basic idea that you didn't want it to be subject to, you know, change. And in this case, it's even a change that's outside the scope of Missouri. It's non-Missourians, to a large degree, changing public law 109.
But it's a state constitution, and we have a right to forbid some action by the federal government, don't we?
Well, I suppose so. But anyway, those are my concerns. I'll leave it to someone else to talk to you about it now. Thank you, Mr. President.
We're on Senate Amendment number 2. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that? The senator from the 13th, for what reason do you seek recognition?
I'd like to inquire the senator from the 11th.
Senator from the 11th, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I do not have a copy of your amendment, so where are you putting it? I have an amendment. I want to make sure you're not disallowing me from offering an amendment.
You do not have a copy. It was brief and read. I can have the...
Is
I can read it to you.
O1F?
Do you remember Representative Guest's bill that
it's
we passed?
It's O1S.
No.
You didn't have it distributed. Mr. President.
Senator from the 13th.
Before I continue my inquiry, could I get a copy of the amendment?
Will a copy of the amendment please be sent to the senator from the 13th?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 13th.
Can I inquire the senator from the 11th?
Senator from the 11th, do you yield the inquiry?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Okay.
Okay. O1S
I have the amendment.
On the word identification. Hey, Joey, is my one amendment still? No, my other amendment.
I have an amendment.
Senator, just so you know, I don't know where 01S that you refer to was ruled out of order.
Okay, I'm on 01F.
I'm sorry?
I'm on 01F. Frank, Fred.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Well,
I have an amendment that will deal with after the word identification as well. So.
Well, do you want me to withdraw my amendment so you can do with your amendment?
And then would you reoffer your amendment?
If you want me to.
I think that would help.
Okay.
That would help me.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 11th.
The amendment was brief. Send that amendment back.
The amendment shall be sent back. We are back on SJR 2, the senator from the 13th.
I have an amendment. I ask that it be read.
It shall be read.
Senate Amendment 3, offered by Senator Green, to amend Senate Joint Resolution 2, page 1, section 8, line 6, by inserting immediately after the first use of, quote, identification, close quote, the following, quote, or fingerprint, close quote.
Senator from the 13th, you care to explain your amendment?
First, I move for the adoption of the amendment.
Senator from the 13th moves for the adoption of Senate Amendment 3. Senator,
yes.
You care to explain?
I do want to explain this. This is not a ludicrous amendment. It happens on a daily basis, and I just thought about it in all sincerity. I visit two different gyms to try to make sure that you so-called stay in shape. One is the YMCA that is in Jefferson City. What they require is a photo ID to get in. The other one is in the St. Louis community. When you enter, you use your fingerprint to get in. So you are going to be passing a constitutional amendment that I'm afraid limits it to photo ID with technology changing. Who is to say in the future it could be a fingerprint? So with the changing of technology, trying to change the constitutional amendment with technology, this might be an issue of the future that you can just allow that in statutes. If you think fingerprint is too eccentric, you want to do something generic other than a photo ID, I would be willing to work with you on that, but this is not a facetious move in any way, shape, or form. But I do use a fingerprint to enter a facility that has just happened in the last 2 months. So with that, I move for the adoption of the amendment.
The senator from the 13th has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 3. Does any senator desire to be heard on that? The senator from Saline, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Inquire the senator from the 13th.
Senator from the 13th, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I think maybe we ought to use a more general biosecurity term.
Is there one?
I think that may very well be appropriate. We just visited the nuclear plant today, and they use the iris of the eyes. And so rather than be too specific, what you might do is...
I'm with you. Do you understand I'm trying to bring a valid point?
I do. And again, it makes a point I was trying to make earlier. I don't want to get our SJR so specific that we outrule some of these things in the future. And
right.
So the idea is to get to be sure that when you show up to vote, you're the person you said to show up that voted. And it may very be simpler in the future to stick your finger in a...
Right. I have to tell you, I was shocked when they went to this form of identification. But basically, you dial in your phone number that you registered with, and then you put your fingerprint down, and the fingerprint says you're okay to go. So if you're doing this, and like I said, I don't have a problem with photo ID, but you think about the future... Photo ID 5 years down the road might be a thing of the past.
I
don't know that. You don't know that. We don't know that. So is there a generic term, if I withdraw this, that we could work on? Or Is there something that has been used in other states that you're aware of?
I'm not aware of, and I hadn't really thought of that, but I don't see that I would object to it at all. If we had a more inclusive term as opposed to fingerprint, I think
that's fine with me, because you're right. Who knows? The fingerprint might be obsolete real soon too.
You know, Senator,
you don't know.
No.
And people might say this is ludicrous, but my son goes to school in Mobile, Alabama, and I do this thing called Skype. And I'm like, this is what you've seen in Star Trek when you were a kid. But you talk to people through your computer, and I am sincere about this issue. You just don't know what technology, how quick it changes. I mean, our computers now that we talked about for years on the Senate desk, now your computer's on your phone.
You know, so. Senator, I don't know whether you saw some of the demonstrations, but a year or two ago, and I think maybe last year and the year before, there was some equipment being demonstrated in the Senate lounge
that
they were using in Iraq, and they could spot from a distance the bad guys just by the. But I think that had to do with the IRS, I think.
Yes, I think we did it right in the Senate lounge.
Right, and they were sorting out the bad guys in Iraq, and they changed. You know, they moved a lot of people offline, and they were really trying to get it into highway patrol cars so that we could get away from. Because you can even miss it with photo ID. So you know, if you want to find the correct term, I probably would want to be more broad than fingerprint. But
Simple correct term we could get to, because
well, there is, but I can't think of it right now, to be honest about it.
Do you think those people we pay good
salaries
to
would figure it out? There's a lot of smart people over there, and surely they could come up with.
Would you be comfortable if I withdrew my amendment? We could go back to the senator from the 11th.
Senator, we can stand at ease if you want to, and
if that's no problem with you,
it's no problem with me,
Mr. President.
Sir, from the 13th.
Without objection, can we stand at ease?
Without objection. The Senate shall stand at ease. The senator from Saline, for what reason?
Could you bring us back into order, please?
The Senate is back in order.
No.
Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, would you please place that bill on the informal calendar?
The bill will be placed on the informal calendar with the with Amendment 3 pending. The senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, we'll go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary will meet at 6 p.m. in the Senate Lounge.
Further announcements?
Thank you, sir.
Hearing none. Senator from the 23rd.
That's right. Don't try to eat our food.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 23rd. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no.
No.
Senate is adjourned.